Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, the official ribbon cutting took place at the Grand Rapids Central Station Early Childhood Center. We talk about what that offers to the community. The World Cup begins this week and Grand Rapids is hosting an important watch party. We talk about where you can see Mexico versus South Africa with your neighbors. The Ada Arts Festival takes place this Saturday. We get a preview. Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids is celebrating its 60th anniversary. We talk to Helen Welch ahead of her performance at the Playhouse at White Lake. And June is National Candy Month.
Well, you heard the news this morning from our David Limbaugh, the news that there are good things happening when it comes to early childhood. The Early Childhood Center, the Grand Rapids Central Station Early Childhood Center's ribbon has been cut. We are very lucky to speak with you to continue the conversation that is certainly all about what is happening. Tracy Kaufman, I'm glad that you are here to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You have been busy. Thank you for lending your voice, Tracy Kaufman, as you are, of course, representing in a big way W.K. Kellogg Foundation. How was yesterday?
Yesterday was amazing. It was a culmination of four years of work and determination and dedication and perseverance, and it was a day to watch a dream come to life. So it was beautiful and very exciting.
Yes, give us the 101s. The news report was a tease. We go deeper. The Grand Rapids Central Station Early Childhood Center, where specifically are you located and when do you open?
Absolutely. This center is located at the Central Bus Station at Rapid Central Station. So folks who will ride the Rapid and need childcare will be able to have that easily accessible to them. The center is due to open this fall, so classes will begin this summer. But registration and sign-up is happening right now on the YMCA's website.
Tracy, why the need for this partnership with many?
You know, there is an extensive need for early care and education throughout our community. We, Grand Rapids area alone, needs 7,000 more early child care slots. But this is unique in the fact that it is a partnership between multiple organizations and where it's located. The Rapid, by being in this space, provides and breaks down barriers to accessing care, where we know transportation is always a major barrier to accessing both care and work. And we hope to break down those barriers for families with this center.
You, Tracy, representing WKKF program officer, talk to me about why your foundation is invested.
The W.K. Kellogg Foundation centers children and families in all of the work that we do, and we center community voice. And this area and this community specifically was identified a couple of years ago in a study as a neighborhood that was in need of additional child care slots, and community had spoken that transportation was a barrier. So this is for us to live in our values and put them to work in an actual center with partners who could lead the way.
Yes. Give me an example, Tracy. Let's just, I don't want to rush summer, but let's say that we're in the fall and one has applied and has been accepted into the center. How do you see a family working here?
You know, what I'd be able to see is a family being able to save hours a day on transportation. A family right now, if they were to need public transportation for both childcare and to access work, most likely they would catch the bus at their home, end up at the transit center to catch a transfer to the childcare center, and then catch the bus at the childcare center back to the transit center to catch a transfer to get to their job. This is going to cut out two of those bus rides for them, saving hours a day, and provide high quality, beautiful childcare for families and children.
Tracy, what do you need more from our community?
What we need is we need more partnerships like this. We need people who don't see themselves as early care advocates to be looking around at our public spaces and our public buildings that are here for community already and asking what more can we be doing to use them. This was an underutilized community asset, and we've now taken it and turned it into a community hub.
Wonderful. And as we speak here in June, are we looking for one to sign up for the center, to be on a waiting list at least?
Absolutely. The YMCA has signups ready right now. There is a prioritization for families that use public transit as their main method of transportation, but families can go to the YMCA's website and look at all of their centers, and Central Station will be listed.
All right, to keep up your energy, on to the next partnership, as they say, but bask in your success as we look for the fall formal opening of this wonderful first-of-a-kind early care center in Grand Rapids. Tracy, how do we find out more about the foundation, please?
You know, you can go to our website at wkkf.org.
All right, keep up your good work, and thank you for this conversation.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's coming this week. It's here. Your official FIFA World Cup will begin, and so why not we all gather for a watch party? It's why my next guest is here and more. Many hats he wears in our own backyard. Yes, Grand Rapids Chamber, your home away from home. But let's put on your chair for the Zapopan Sister City Committee and a spokesperson for this wonderful World Cup watch party this week, Omar Cuevas. Good morning to you, Omar.
Good morning, Shelley. So excited to be here this morning.
Yes.
Like football fever, soccer fever.
That football, soccer, you're
yes.
here to educate us, those who may just call it soccer, yet this is important to you personally.
Absolutely. You know, this obviously represents the World Cup coming to this continent, right? And not only is it being played in Canada and the United States, but also in Mexico, my home country.
Tell me about one of the hats you wear as a committee member for this Zapopan Sister City.
Yes, yes. Grand Rapids has many different sister cities. One of them is in Latin America. It's in Mexico in the state of Jalisco. It's the opportunity for us to not only engage in regard to topics of culture, but also economic vibrancy, learning. We've taken a number of delegations down to Zapopan and hosted them as well, learning from public safety to education to tourism and so on, from mayors of Grand Rapids to city managers to college presidents and so on have joined me to learn about our neighbors from the south.
Thank you for that. And you have a hat with the Grand Rapids Chamber that's
yes,
drawn?
Yes, absolutely. I serve as a senior VP of investor relations. I'm so lucky and honored to work at the Chamber, get to engage with a number of organizations, almost 3,100 businesses that are part of the Chamber. And so this offers a way to intersect some of the work that I do on a daily basis with my volunteer efforts as well. And what better way to do it than celebrating an official watch party for the World Cup?
Let's get into the official FIFA World Cup watch party, because it by the Mexican Consulate of Detroit officially designating Grand Rapids as the site of West Michigan's only sanctioned watch party for what, Mexico versus South Africa this Thursday?
That is it. Yeah, that is the opening match of the World Cup for 2026. Mexico versus South Africa. And yeah, actually, it's the only official designated watch party in the state, working with the Mexican consulate. It was just speaking to him earlier this week that this is, and so he'll be here. He'll be here to celebrate with us. But this is the official one. Of course, we had to follow some guidelines on how to use logos and everything. But it is exciting. It's exciting to be able to host this.
Yes, and you're opening up to the community. So take me to what happens Thursday.
Yes. So we are going to be at Studio Park. J.D. Lokes and the Studio Park team graciously offered the piazza to be able to host this,
yes,
this space. I don't know if you've ever been to the piazza,
but they have
that beautiful big screen, a lot of seating area. And so we're going to have everything from popcorn to tacos and everything in between. So this is going to be an opportunity to host our entire community. Everyone is welcome to bring the jersey of their choice to represent their, you know, their fans. We're going, thank you to many organizations that are supporting this event. We're actually going to have the first couple hundred people, we're going to provide them with a West Michigan Community Cash gift card so that they can purchased $15 worth of food in that area right there. So a number of businesses will be able to also benefit that economic impact that this event is going to have here locally. A number of restaurants and bars that are going to be able to benefit from the people that are going to be coming to watch this event. But at least the first couple hundred people will get some food on this group that we put together.
It's all about partnerships. What's my time frame, please?
Yeah, so the party itself is going to begin at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. The match starts right at 3 p.m. And so that's the celebration will be going on to like 6 p.m. That afternoon, even after the game ends. And so you're going to either see me crying or cheering. But no matter that, I'll be celebrating with all of our community members.
Is there someone that is expected to win? Well, let's start with Mexico versus South Africa.
Versus South Africa. Well, today I am wearing my Mexico jersey. So knock on wood, that's what we're shooting for here.
Where does the U.S. of A. come into play?
Well, the U.S. of A., their group stage happens. So this is what we're doing is the opening match. But from there, we're going to start seeing all the different groups play. U.S. Has their first match as well coming up right after. I think it's on Friday or Saturday. But all the different group stages are going to be going on. Every team that is participating gets at least three matches. So obviously this one is the earlier one. It's 3 p.m. There's some other games that are going to be playing at 9 p.m. So, you'll be hearing some cheers all across our community for sure.
And there's nothing like being together for an opening match. Yes, this is important because, the official FIFA World Cup comes how often?
Every four years. You see the World Cup come together. It's a sport that is worldwide. It almost feels like the world stops whatever they're doing to celebrate this. And so, we're going to see everything from vuvuzelas to different jerseys. Those are the horns that you saw from South Africa. And so we were working also with organizations like Glimpse of Africa to make sure that we're inviting people so everyone can see themselves. Because you know what, Shelley? It's our downtown. Everyone belongs in downtown. And actually, this is preparing us for soccer here in Grand Rapids. So we're actually partnering with AC Grand Rapids as well. Next year, we're going to be seeing some matches being played here at home. And you know what? I don't know about you, but I already put my deposit down on season tickets.
It's right around the corner, my friend. Come early to do that. Mexico versus South Africa. We see it on the big screen. That's outside Thursday, yes?
Yes, ma'am. And this is a free event to attend. We're going to have some popcorn there as well for people to grab as long as the supplies last, right? But bring a lawn chair if you want to sit. We're planning on closing the street there on Oaks as well. So that and there's activations. We're going to have the YMCA that's going to have a little goal so kids can kick the ball. Different partners that are going to be activating the space. It's a community party. This is for you. This is for me. This is for all of us.
Well, it's the region's only sanctioned celebration of the 2026 FIFA World Cup opening match, thanks to you and your team. All right, how do I find out more information, Omar Cuevas?
Well, if you go to actually one of our partner organizations, the Mexican Heritage Association, they have, and look me up on Facebook, Omar Cuevas, OMARCUEVAS, you'll see me, follow me, and I'll share more information on there, but get ready to party.
on it. Thanks to you with your Grand Rapids Chamber hat, your Zapopan Sister City Committee hat, and of course, this wonderful watch party Thursday. Thank you, Omar.
Thank you.
Arts Festival, highly anticipated annual event. It's hosted by the Ada Arts Council, features much local and regional jury-selected fine artists, live performances, food trucks, and, of course, my next guest representing all of the co-chairs. David Mix, good morning to you. I call you a friend.
I am doing great this morning, Shelley.
Good to hear. Karen
Johnson. On this wonderfully liquid sunshine morning.
It is a liquid sunshine morning, but that's not what's predicted for Saturday. Stand by for that. Karen Johnson, I'm glad you're here doing such good work in our community. And you've had a history, of course, with the Arts Council and the festival. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Tell me about Saturday, David.
It is. It's coming Saturday, and we're excited. The Arts Council and Karen, who has been involved with this for a lot of years before I joined, the Arts Council is happy to be bringing the Arts Festival back to the village. It took a hiatus of 5 or 6 years, and it's back. The village has transformed itself over the past X number of years, and it's time to bring arts and culture back into the village, and that's what we're doing.
Karen, is this exciting to know that it's sustainable? A couple years break here and there, but yet you're back at the helm.
Yes. We've had some exciting things that we did last September at Roselle Park. We had over 44 artists there painting live, and this is just a really nice opportunity to jury some fine artists and artisans, and we're very, very excited. Getting some really good response.
Thank you for that. And again, many leaders involved. Back to you, David. Where is this held and what time?
It's being held at Ada Township Park, corner of Buttrick and Grand River Drive in Ada. And we launch at 10 o'clock this coming Saturday from 10 until 5 at the park. All the activity will be going on.
Yep, you bet. All right, Karen, this will feature much when it comes to what regional and local jury-selected fine artists. How will it work?
Well, we have 52 at this juncture. We also have a community art tent, which will involve a gnome, a coloring activity, a Wimmy, which is a fun, lovable robot that inspires kids to create stories. We also have a creative cube that is a mobile art experience from artists creating together. And then we have a trackless train at the art festival, which goes all the way around the area for little tots to take a ride. And David set that up. So we're really excited. And 4 food trucks.
Yeah, that's adults, kids only, right? An adult can't jump on the
train? Well, actually, if we'll mom try. Or dad decide they need to ride along on the trackless train, they can do that. They can do that.
David, is there going to be a food truck or two?
We've got 4 great food trucks. We've got a truck that we were acquainted with at the event that we did in Roselle Park back in September. Flame and Barbecue is going to be there. And we've added this year Big Mike's Kettle Corn. Big Mike has a great truck. We have China Max Express, which has a variety of Chinese food that'll be available. And obviously, I'm sitting here in a Hawaiian shirt. We have Ohana Ice, Hawaiian Ice, also with us. I was so excited when I discovered that there was a Hawaiian Ice truck here in Grand Rapids. Can't tell you.
You said, I'm David Mix. I need to be at the front of the line, as
yes.
I should. Karen, this is obviously we need to buy our Hawaiian ice, but free complimentary on-site parking available out in the park, yes?
Absolutely. There'll be plenty of parking. There'll be signs available for people to park, and we have lots of volunteers to direct you where you need to go.
Nice. David Mix, I trust there's entertainment.
There is. We've got a small stage. In fact, we're still looking for a couple of other groups that might be interested in performing. But Karen mentioned the Waimea group. They're going to be doing
Wimmy.
Wimmy, yes.
I don't mean to correct you, but we know Wimmy very
you.
Well here.
Yes,
he's on PBS.
Yes, right on GVU TV at 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings, I believe. How about
goodness.
That? Well, Wimmy is going to be there. They're going to do a reading of some of their books. And the Wimmy character is going to be there to greet kids. And I just learned late yesterday afternoon they're also going to be doing some songs. So they're going to be on the stage. We've got a musician on the stage, a local ballet company on the stage. So we've got some great things. And you're going to be doing a little emceeing for us, I think.
I'll lend the voice and sing along with, as they say.
Super.
Catch me after one. And we're there, David. It would be an honor. I love that area. Although this past weekend I was out there, you know, swimming, biking, and running. So it'll be a little different atmosphere.
A little bit different. You won't be exerting all that much energy this weekend.
Yes. Or maybe not. You know, I want to put the energy in.
True.
Karen,
you do.
Karen, the Ada Arts Festival. This, my notes tell me that this is hosted by your Ada Arts Council.
Correct.
Talk to me about this.
We've done it every year. It used to be kind of a craft art show, and we've juried it heavily this year. Betsy O'Neill was helping out a tremendous amount of the efforts and just juring the whole. We got everything online, and it's just been a really smooth transition. So we also did some advertising. We did a billboard on Fulton Street, and lots of exciting things that we're supporting the artists with, banners and yard signs. But yeah, that's it's going to be exciting, and the artists are amazing. Being an artist myself, I am shocked at what is going to be there, yeah, and the opportunities for people to come and browse and buy, and something for everybody.
And that was what I was going to ask is, are these available for purchase, the art?
All of the art will, yes, be available. We have quite a selection of oil painters that also do galleries and art shows around Florida and even Petoskey area. We have glasswork, fiber, wood, beautiful woodwork from four different artists, photography. We actually have a graphic design person in there, sculpture. We have two beautiful sculpture artists that are going to be joining us, and a couple artisans, and we have over six clay and pottery.
Good. So support our local artists, that's for sure. David Mix, yes, there is a forecast as we speak of a Saturday sunny sky, high near 80, so I think a perfect day. I'll bring my sunscreen. You'll have some water available?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's pretty shady in that area.
Yeah,
from
might have.
Yeah, there's some trees out there. There's a great, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah,
it's a great time for the Arts Council, which has a 30-year history in Ada. So this is really a premier event to get back in business.
Good. All right, so last-minute needs, maybe if you're an entertainer and you want to get up on stage, that would be good.
If anybody's looking for a little stage time or to promote an upcoming gig that they might have, go to our website, and that'll get a contact back over to me.
Right. And Karen brings some cash or my cards to purchase some art on site, etc.
Yep.
What is your art specialty?
I do pastels and oils.
Will I see your work out there?
No, I'm going to be kind of busy.
Okay. Oh, just put up a stand and say, I'm the Karen Johnson.
Thank you.
All right. Again, details one more time for Saturday, please.
It's going to be Saturday at Ada Park, corner of Buttrick and Grand River, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come on out, enjoy the day, enjoy some food, bring the kids out. Let them enjoy the kids' activities.
Looking forward to seeing you all there. On behalf of you as co-chairs, David Mix, Karen Johnson, and your other leaders, Ada Arts Festival this Saturday. Thank you. Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids has a busy year. Not only number 60, but how about a donation drive to, make sure 60 more years happen. I'm glad that you're here, Kim Madsen, Vice President of Retail Operations and Marketing. I've got some stuff in my car for you for Goodwill. I'll have to do a drop-off. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids. Just to dispel a myth, Goodwills are all over, but yet you have your own brand, I trust.
That's correct. Well, there are over 150 Goodwills across the nation. Actually, in Michigan, there are 10 Goodwills. We are all under the same umbrella of Goodwill Industries International, and we share the same mission, but we serve the local needs of the community in which we have. So our Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids is mostly in Kent County, but we also go as far north into Big Rapids, Mount Pleasant. We go east into Ionia, Greenville, and then south into, we're going to be opening a Caledonia store next year.
Stand by. We're going to talk about that. Your tagline, doing good in the neighborhood since 1966, is this Goodwill in general or just you?
No, that is our Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids. We were founded in 1966, as that says, by local community members that felt the need in the community here.
Hence, do the math. That's why you are 60 for sure. I'm going to get obviously into our conversation, but I always like to think about one who's listening that's never touched Goodwill or had been touched by Goodwill. How would you describe what happens there?
Yeah, so our stores help fund our mission. 90 cents of every dollar that we generate from our stores in our e-commerce platform, shopgoodwill.com, goes towards funding our mission. We have workforce development programs that help people find jobs, get work skills. We have a certified nurse aid training program right in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we are really a workforce development organization, not just the thrift. That is there to exist to generate the funds.
But you still welcome gently used donations.
Of course. That is the blood, the lifeline of our organization. And so, yes, please always think of us. We also are big into sustainability. You know, we are one of the largest in the reuse communities here. And last year alone, we diverted over 19 million pounds from landfills.
So if I just have one shoe to donate, that's okay?
That's okay by us. We also have a page on our website. If you're wondering if it's something you can or can't donate, just visit our website, goodwillgr.org.
Let's get into our conversation. How are you celebrating your 60th anniversary in general?
We had an employee event last weekend at the Whitecaps. It was super fun. It was really nice to bring all the employees together. We haven't done an event like that in many years. We had our donation truck there. We are partnering with the Whitecaps again this coming weekend, June 13 and 14. If you donate to any of our Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids stores, you will receive a discount code, a link that will take you to discounted Whitecaps tickets. So please bring out your donations this weekend, June 13 and 14.
Wonderful. And is it, I don't want to say rare, but it has to be a compliment to reach a 60th anniversary, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, we wouldn't have made it here if it weren't for the community. So thank you to everyone who has donated, shopped, volunteered, or supported Goodwill over the years.
Yes. And obviously, here's a good news that you have announced the new store plan for Caledonia. Talk to us.
We have. You know, Caledonia is a growing community. The new store will provide another convenient location for people to donate and shop. We're also going to be bringing jobs to the area. And, you know, it's just another way that we can help generate more funds for our mission.
Where will you exactly be in Caledonia?
Off of Cherry Valley, well, the road is Cherry Meadows, but off of, you know, that road changes. It's East Beltline, then it's Broadmoor, then it's Cherry Valley, so past 84th Street.
But it's in Caledonia and
yes.
On your website.
Yes, it is.
When does it open?
Well, we are working on it now. We are expecting to open in spring of 2027.
And will that bring new jobs and new opportunities?
Yeah, yes, we plan to have about 24 positions at that location, ranging from entry level to leadership positions.
So that'll do a quick math. How many stores then will be under your leadership?
We will have 18 stores and one outlet.
Wow, that's nice. Thank you. Jill Kim Mattson with us, Vice President of Retail Operations and Marketing with Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids. Good things happening when you turn 60, as they say. All right, how about that donation drive June 13th and 14th that's tied to Whitecaps? Is that part of what we discussed?
Yeah, it is. So this is the perfect time to clean out your garages, your houses, get spring cleaning. And, you know, we're looking for household goods, kitchenware, decor, I mean, anything possible, bring to us, and you get rewarded with this discount code. I mean, this is the perfect time to go to a Whitecaps game, whether it's with your family or friends or date night. I mean, who doesn't like a discount, first of all? But also, the Whitecaps, I mean, we went Saturday. It was so much fun. They make it such a fun experience.
I went myself to watch the women lawyers versus the judges, a special game before the Whitecaps game.
Yeah.
And it was just fun to sit in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't sit in chairs, you know where I'm going with that. But
and enjoy just, the weather.
Enjoy the weather. And yeah. I know, not to get too far off the track, but obviously it's part of you. I mean, Whitecaps are so well known for what happens between the innings, too.
Oh, yeah. We had several staff. We had several staff and their family members partake in those silly games that they run. And then we had one of our staff, store manager. She was one of the ones that threw out the first pitch. And that was such a cool experience.
That's either make it across the plate or you don't. You still get
She did make it.
Obviously, I know from time to time you do luncheons and employee recognition dinners, and your employees are very important to your business.
They are. I mean, it's the passion that our employees have. We have a lot of tenure at Goodwill because people, it feels good to work for a company that you know is doing good. And there is so much passion and drive. I'm proud to be an employee of Goodwill, but also my coworkers help motivate me every day. So, you know, it's something special. Yes. I've worked at Goodwill for, 19 years.
Well, you know what's going on. In a good way, goodness gracious. And obviously Vice President of Retail Operations and Marketing, getting the word out, but making sure, they're operating.
Yeah.
Yes. What else do you need from the community?
Yeah, just our support. I mean, we're always donate to our stores, come shop. We also have a donation truck that can be brought to neighborhoods. It can be brought to your business for donation drives. We partnered with Aquinas College a couple months ago for college move out. So we're always looking for opportunities to partner, or if you're interested in a tour, we give tours often at our site. Just reach out and contact me, and I'd love to connect.
Wonderful. All right. How do I reach out to you? What's the best process?
You can email info@goodwillgr.org.
It's easy as that. Ask for Kim Madsen. Kim, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your service to Goodwill of Greater Grand Rapids, and I'll be dropping off within 24 to 48 hours.
Awesome. Thank you.
Right around the corner, you'll hear Helen Welch. She's an internationally acclaimed vocalist, entertainer, producer, and band leader. Unique talent for arranging songs and making them her own, combined with an ability to intimately connect with audiences. She's quickly built a large and devoted following around the globe, and we get to see your world with us come this Friday and Saturday night, the 12th and 13th. My goodness gracious, I'm looking forward to this conversation. Helen, welcome to West Michigan in advance.
Thank you. I'm a huge Michigan fan, by the way. I honeymooned in Michigan.
Well, there's a little TMI. We may go into detail, but thank you for choosing Mitten State. Hope things are still well.
Yes, they are. I love Michigan, and we are, and the marriage is still great, still married 23 years down the line.
We are. Either way, we look forward to seeing you. You, a native of England, did you begin your career at age 3?
I did, yes. On that makes everybody laugh. I was on Romper Room, and what I didn't realize was that Romper Room was in America because it was an English creation. And then America took the franchise and did it here as well. So I was on Romper Room in England because, as you can probably tell by my accent, I am not from Ohio, although I live there.
All right. Well, again, but Michigan important to you. Let's get into, more on you and your world. Thank you that you are also a huge animal lover and volunteering for rescue and rehab centers and more. But you are talented with your entertainment, and you're going to present two nights, two different shows on the stage of the Playhouse at White Lake. So I'm going to get right into our conversation. The First Ladies of Song, and will you remind us of the Carpenters as well, Helen?
Yes, so we're going to do two shows, Carpenters, the Songs, the Stories. These are two of our favorite productions, actually. We've been touring the Carpenter show for nearly 10 years, and we're actually developing it for full symphony orchestra right now. Mm. It's the only Carpenter show with Richard Carpenter's blessing. And I think what's important is that it's not a sort of cheesy copycat tribute type of show. We tell fascinating stories behind the songs, the meticulous craftsmanship that defined the Carpenters, and take about 21 of their amazing songs and sort of weave that all together through an evening, and it rocks. We have a wonderful rock guitarist, Charlie Trenter. We have a lot of laughs and get the audience singing. And people come out usually surprised, which is lovely. I think we play the songs as if the Carpenters were around now, so we've given them a little bit more of a contemporary feel. And then we do a First Ladies of Song, which really is, you know, all about what we had to do, because you could do that show for 3 nights. There's so many great female singers. But what we did was we ran them through the filter of they were really the women who paved the way for me to be doing what I do today. So there were a lot of firsts, you know. That, for example, Patsy Cline, we sing Walking After Midnight, and she was she paved the way for women to be lead singers within the genre of country music. Up until Patsy, the women had only ever been backing vocalists. So, you know, there would be no Dolly, there would be no Shania. Dare I say, there'd be no Taylor Swift without Patsy Cline. So this, again, it's another show where I contextualize and talk about the singers and why we've picked them. So super fun.
Yes, super fun. Again, 2 nights of fun. Back to the details, June 12th, that's Friday night, 7:30, is your presentation of First Ladies of Song. And then we turn to the next night, so at doubleheader, Saturday, June 13th, 7:30 p.m. for your Carpenters, the songs, the stories. Wow, make sure both are attended. Tell me more about, I mean, you say we. You have a wonderful band with you?
Yes, it's. I always think of. I always use we because, for some singers, the band is just, you know, there to support them. My guys are 4 very special guys. I call them my brothers. We've been touring together for so long, and people will even say after the show, you can see the love on the stage. We really do love one another, and. To produce a show, the reason why these shows have been so successful is because it takes a village, and I'm very democratic, and everybody brings something to the table. Sadly, as a woman, a lot of the time, people think that it's one of the guys that has produced this show, not me. So that's kind of ironic. But, you know, I come up with the idea, I come up with the songs, I come up with some of the arrangements, and then they all put their opinions forward and their imaginations. And so it wouldn't be where it was without them. So we have Joe Lehman on piano, Brian Thomas on, he plays upright bass and electric bass in First Ladies, Steve Renko on drums, and Charlie Trencher on guitar. And we have to love one another because we do a lot of miles together, so it's a good job. But they're very much a part of the show, and there's a lot of cheeky British humor in it, and they are very much admired and loved by audiences who come to see them because they're very entertaining.
Playhouse at White Lake, a hop and a skip away from our area here in Grand Rapids. We're all in West Michigan together, welcoming, of course, Helen Welch, an internationally acclaimed vocalist, and more for 2 nights come the June 12th and 13th. How do we find out more information about you, Helen?
Yes, go to my website, helenwelch.com, and when you spell Welch, think of the grape juice. So it's Helen, W-E-L-C-H. .com, and there's all sorts of information on there, including all the shows and ticket links for Whitehall, Michigan, and what we're doing, and photographs, or, you know, you can obviously go to social media. You're going to ask me what my Facebook page is. I think it's Helen Welch Vocalist.
That's where we'll start.
Yes. But go to the website is always a good place to start. And then, you know, all the albums we've recorded. We did a wonderful album called Superstar, The Carpenters Reimagined, and many of the First Lady songs are spread across a number of different albums, too. So if somebody wants a memento or wants to know what they're in for, that would be a good thing to do.
Wonderful. So. Good. Keep up your good work, and we'll see you come the 12th and 13th in beautiful Whitehall. Thank you, Helen Welch.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
Carly Childhouse has a pretty cool job. She represents National Confectioners Association Senior Director of Public Affairs and Communications because June is her month and the month of candy. National Candy Month upon us, just in time for summer. Pretty cool new survey revealing, well, how are we enjoying our favorite sweet treats? Good morning to you, Carly.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, and happy National Candy Month.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, candy has its place for us as well. And, of course, this is important for National Confectioners Association here.
Absolutely. You know, National Candy Month is a great way to kick off summer by celebrating the treats that people know and love in chocolate and candy. And there's truly no better year to do it than this year as we approach America's 250th birthday. It's just such an exciting bit of time for us.
It's red, white, and blue in the candy for sure. Let's talk about the recent survey from your association that offers a look at consumer preferences for summer treating, please.
Absolutely. So we like to say we do the hard research so you don't have to figure out what people enjoy and how they enjoy treats throughout the summer. We learned that people have some preferences when it comes to their favorite treats for summer. Coming in at number one, probably not a surprise, is chocolate. Great to enjoy year-round and particularly wonderful for the summer in a s'more. Next up is gummy candy, and people really love those bold flavors and bright colors for summer. And then rounding out the top three is hard candy, so those products that can really stand up to the heat. We also asked Americans what candy they think best represents America, and chocolate and hard candy are on that list, but taffy is as well, and I think that that's a really iconic treat that people associate with summer, whether you're walking the boardwalk at the beach or just enjoying some poolside on a family vacation, people love it. And when it comes to flavors, Americans are really leaning towards those fruit flavors for summer. So watermelon comes in at number one. Second up is strawberry. And then people like to feel a little bit like they're on vacation when they're enjoying their treats. Tropical flavors is the third flavor that people say they love for summer.
There's the health benefit when it comes to the fruit. How can chocolate and candy actually enhance summer moments is a question I have.
That's a great question, and I think that Americans can find so many ways to integrate chocolate and candy into their summers. At the same time, Americans understand that chocolate and candy are a treat, not a meal replacement or a center of the plate food, and people in the U.S. enjoy chocolate and candy about 2 to 3 times per week, averaging 40 calories and 1 teaspoon of added sugar per day. We know that people are going to bring them along on road trips, to the beach, to the pool, family vacations, and we actually found out 78% of Americans admit to sneaking candy into a movie theater. So
the old sneaking.
All of those are some places where you'll be able to find treats.
Don't get caught. Big penalties. Tell me, Carly, there is a Sweet Land of Liberty campaign that actually includes music.
There sure is, and it's super exciting for the summer. Again, as we approach America's 250th birthday, we are celebrating the people who make chocolate and candy throughout the country, as well as the important role that chocolate and candy play in the lives of Americans. And, you know, for as long as there's been a United States, there's been a U.S. confectionery industry. They are the same age, and so it's really exciting that we're able to create this campaign, do different activations, and even has a song. It's powered by AI, showing that connection between the history that we're celebrating and the innovation that the confectionery industry is known for.
Carly Schaldhaus with us, National Confectioners Association, talking all things, candy, as June is National Candy Month. What about the impact of the confectionery industry on the economy? How is it?
You know, people think of these products, it's a small treat, but it makes a really big impact here in the United States. The U.S. confectionery industry employs nearly 58,000 people in confectionery manufacturing jobs, and for every one confectionery manufacturing job, another 11 jobs in related industries are supported. And so we are producing chocolate and candy in all 50 states in more than 1,600 manufacturing facilities. And it's a $55 billion a year industry. So again, small treats, but those really big numbers and really big economic impact.
All right. Where do we go for more information? And what's your piece of candy for today?
Great question. I got a lot of options behind me. There are so many different things to choose from. Not sure what I'm going to go with today, but I'm guessing it's one of those top three, maybe some kind of watermelon gummy treat. But if anybody wants to learn more information about National Candy Month, they can visit alwaysatreat.com/National Candy Month. And if they'd like to learn more about our Sweetland of Liberty campaign, they'll visit candyusa.com/Sweetland.
All right, a big June that we are in, National Candy Month. Carly, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy National Candy Month.
All right, she doesn't have a bad job, does she? Thanks to producer Joe, we have Sweetland music for you.
Science, one part art. Freedom rings and we celebrate little trees that elevate.
Kind of ties in with our A250 celebration. Make sure that you are planning to certainly celebrate this 250 years. There we are. Your inspiration for the day, according to Carl Sagan, somewhere something incredible is waiting to be known. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Shelley Irwin. Have a good Tuesday.